The collaborative behind a new plan for the Central Wasatch is getting ready to untangle the Cottonwood Canyon's traffic jams. KUER's Judy Faze reports that buses look like the quickest solution for now.
Pennsylvanian Tanner Dodds started early up Little Cottonwood Canyon after the last big snowstorm to get in a few powder runs ahead of the crowds.
And it was still like completely packed. It was just like the roads were just like a nonstop traffic jam the whole way back into town. I wound up turning around and not actually skiing at all. So it was kind of a bummer, but I mean, it's not worth it if it's that packed.
Some people say Carmageddon is ruining the mountain experience, like the drivers of the cars lining both sides of the narrow mountain roads who got tickets for parking illegally, and people headed to a talk about the Mountain Accord planning effort who got stuck in traffic so long the program was canceled. Turns out Mountain Accord is kicking off a new public discussion on moving people in and out of the canyons.
Everybody agrees that we need to get more people on transit.
That's Lainey Jones, the planning group's program director.
Now we've got to figure out how to make that so attractive that it gets you out of your car. And we've got to figure out how to use that limited road space to incentivize transit. We've got to figure out where to park people in the valley. And we've got to figure out how to pay for it. So we do have some challenges.
Jones says the collaboration of ski resorts, government agencies, advocacy groups, businesses, and the public heard a clear message during the first phase that they want the natural environment of the Wasatch protected.
Today, we may look at these transportation challenges and say, they're too big, there's nothing, it's not possible. But I'm excited to apply all of that collaboration that we did on the first phase to this transportation problem.
Originally, tunnels, trains, and ski lifts were discussed as possible solutions. But Jones says the focus now is on solutions that can be in place by next winter. And that means buses. Judy Faze, KUER News.